Welcome to day two of the fast. I'm so grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us today. You know, through this fast, we're going to be talking all about prayer. And then on Sunday mornings, we'll work through four different prayer patterns to guide our prayer time. And this last Sunday, we spoke of Jesus' prayer pattern. If you missed it, I'd encourage you to go back and listen sometime this week. I believe it'll be very beneficial to your prayer life. And then, like we said, we're going to release a short daily devotional video every Monday through Saturday for the next 3 weeks. And this week, we're talking about the six essentials of prayer. Yesterday, we talked about the first essential, which was planning. And we talked about how we never accidentally spend time with God, so we need a plan. And today, I want to share briefly about the next essential. It's essential number two, devotion. You know, being devoted to something means that you're giving yourself wholly to it. You've dedicated yourself to it. For example, I was devoted to basketball for a good portion of the first 22 years of my life. Now, not so much anymore, but what did that entail for me? Well, it wasn't that I practiced all day long, but it was something I gave myself to almost every day. Whether that was practicing, weightlifting, working on my conditioning, or choking down nasty tasting 2,000 calorie protein shakes to try and gain weight. I was devoted. And we can all probably name things we have devoted ourselves to over the years. And in the same way, God calls us to devote ourselves to prayer. I find it interesting that the word devoted is used 10 times in the New Testament and 5 of the passages relate to prayer. Let's look at a few. In Acts, after Jesus ascended to heaven, it says, all these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Another passage, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayer. Another passage in Colossians, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So just a small sampling shows us that it's normal for a Christian to be devoted to prayer. So let me ask, would you say that you are devoted to prayer? Most of us probably have room to grow in this area. Now quickly, let me give you a few reasons why we should all devote ourselves to prayer. Here's reason number one, because prayer is a biblical command. Sometimes we think of prayer as optional, something to do if we have time, but Colossians said, devote yourselves to prayer. With that in mind, I think we could say it's disobedience to Scripture to not give ourselves to prayer. And in the same way it's disobedient to Scripture to steal, kill, not forgive, so it is with a life devoted to prayer. So why should we devote ourselves to prayer? Because the Bible tells us to. Here's reason number two, because prayer saves you time. You know, many times we think that prayer is a waste of our time. We can think of all the other productive things we could be doing instead of prayer. But the reality is, prayer doesn't waste your time. It saves your time. I've found many times that I can bang my head against the wall trying to find a solution to my problems, and God can illuminate a solution in just a second. I've also found that when I bathe my schedule and day in prayer, it ends up clarifying for me what is most important, and it saves me time because it keeps me from giving my time to things that don't matter. And here's reason number three, because prayer changes things. All throughout Scripture, we are shown that God often works through the prayers of His people to accomplish His purposes. John Wesley once said, God does nothing except in response to prayer. Now, sometimes we might say, well, I've prayed for a long time and the outcome hasn't changed. But we have to keep in mind that God can change the situation or He can change us. Either way, change is going to come about. So let's make this fast about devoting ourselves to prayer. This could mean giving up your lunch hour to pray. It could mean that you give your normal time spent eating breakfast to pray. Whatever it is, devote a portion of your day to prayer. Let's devote ourselves to prayer and watch what God does. Stay strong. I'll see you back tomorrow.